Once again, if we wish to develop, cultivate the quality of kindness, of care, loving kindness, metta, we can do so during this session. And I think it's interesting to actually have a moment of reflection, inner reflection for ourselves, as a way of aspiration, the way that I talked about it last night, this aspiration to wish well, to incline the mind, heart, towards a beneficial quality, which doesn't mean that we avoid anything, but we can definitely support our practice, and even more so, our sense of being with some care, some deep respect for ourselves, and naturally for maybe the person that we wish to include in our field of attention. So notice the aspiration. Have a moment of reflection. This may be totally appropriate for you to incline towards metta practice for this session. There's a yearning, there's a calling. And when we hear my words, how do they resonate in your own heart and mind? So it gives the flavor, kind of the texture of what is manifesting, what is present for you in this moment. Understanding that there are actually, I said, many creative ways to include this quality in our practice. We can sit in silence, continue to do vipassana practice, mindfulness practice, and notice that when there is a relationship which becomes a little tense, tight, we contract. The very act of inclining towards receptivity, openness, allowing, saying maybe it's okay, may I incline my mind to accept this as it is, simply as it is, the actuality is already beneficial. There's a real shift in the way that we attend to what is manifesting, and it's meaningful. There's a release from clinging, grasping, struggling. In this very moment that we allow, experiences to be just the way that they are. And as I've already said, it's possible that we want to engage a little more with this very quality of metta. And then very clearly shift to metta practice. And I think it's important to know that it is a different way, meaning that we use images, we can use words, a few phrases, and there is an intention. The intention is very clear. It's the cultivation and the strengthening of that very quality. So in the teachings, it's not said that it's something outside of ourselves. We all have this quality. It's a mental factor, mental quality. Kindness is present. It may be hidden. It may be immediately available. Sometimes it's already present, and therefore we may have the question, why repeat a phrase? That's a very good question. It may be that we are actually infusing, implementing, integrating this very quality a little more into consciousness in a conscious way with awareness. And also, as I said, revealing at times maybe different types of manifestations, often in the realm of emotions. So there is a way that mindfulness also clarifies what's actually manifesting within ourselves. In a very strange way, one can say that for some reason, the habitual tendency when conditioning is present is to often tend, incline towards what's not okay, what's missing, the flaws. And that's a bias. It's not the whole picture. So there is a tendency to maybe go towards the negative. And it's fascinating to notice that in the teaching, this very quality is exactly mentioned as redirecting, like correcting something which is twisted, to straighten it up, so we can see the whole picture. Seeing the good. And the proximate cause for metta, kindness, to arise is exactly that, to be able to see the goodness. Consciously remember our own qualities. And for some people, it may be very helpful to spend a bit of time remembering maybe an action, very simple action that we've done, which is beneficial. And here again, to notice when that is possible, how it affects, it has an impact on consciousness, on the mind, on the heart. So it's important to really have our way in, our own way, and find it. Whether we stay in the field of just mindfulness, vipassana, or if you want to shift to metta practice now, choose. As the Buddha says, you experiment, you explore, rather than the teaching be imposed on you. And then finding the way that suits the moment. So as I said, there's several ways. You can definitely help yourself with words. For some people, extremely helpful. One phrase or two. And do use the same phrase that you used yesterday, if you did. So that there's a settledness in the heart, mind, that you don't need to try to find which is the best phrase. Any phrase is good. You don't need to spend the whole session. Oh, this one, or maybe this one. And in the same way, trust that the person that comes to mind first is the person with whom you wish to spend a bit of time. It doesn't mean you leave anyone else out. And this is important to say, actually. It's not about a certain person. It's about the development and the strengthening of that very quality. Which means that the more we are present and the more we strengthen, cultivate this quality, it will manifest with other beings. It's the nature of that quality which is more and more accessible, available. So you can begin now in whatever way you wish, remembering that it's the very simple wish to wish well. The definition of metta is wishing ourselves and others goodness. The development of goodwill. And choose the easy path. Yourself or another person. If you like images, you can visualize. Or you can have a felt sense, more kinesthetic in the body. And then just at your own rhythm. And whenever you are lost, stories come, which of course they may, it's fine. Be caring and kind when that happens as well. And the last thing is that we remember that it's an intention, it's an aspiration, it's not an imposition. So we don't try to find an outcome attached to a certain result. It's the simple wish, oh, may I be happy, may I be safe, may I be well. Or may this other person be well, happy, and safe. Okay, so we'll start now. if we wish, we may now just notice the impact of that connection. And when I say that, I just mean turning the attention towards our own presence, just being in touch with the heart space, the mind. And for a few moments, be just a little more receptive. So naturally, this move inclines us towards silence, just receiving quietly the beneficial energy of that care, how it resonates. And if we've been by ourselves, we can just sense receiving it from our own heart, mind, and it may infuse the body. If there was another person, or if there still is, there can be also a sense of connection. On the receptive side. Not that this person comes into us. It's not that. It's just more the manifestation of the beneficial quality. Joined to awareness. And now if there's someone else, we just let that being go. We can sit by ourselves and with ourselves and just be in the moment. In a very open-minded way, as best we can. Just settled. Relaxing the body. And ending the session as we see fit. Meaning as you feel appropriate. You can and just very clearly stay quietly in your own company. And appreciate the moment, the sense of connection. There may even be some pleasantness, some warmth of heart, some vibration, or whatever there may be. May this be received. And again, if we feel so inclined, you can open the field of attention, kind-hearted attention, and include the people that are in this room in a very open, spacious way. Again, there's some people we know very well. Others we may know not very well, or not at all. It doesn't matter. This quality of care can expand unconditionally. Do not need to have a personal relationship to express well-wishing. So this is beyond the limitation of knowing the person. There's a way that we share, as I've said before, a human predicament. We all wish to be happy, peaceful. So we can join this wish of metta. To the awareness. And just expand and express this wish to each other. And of course, whomever comes to mind, may this person be included. There's anyone. And actually, I have the presence right now, of course, mental presence of the managers, the cooks, our three angels. May we wish them well. Very close is gratitude. So ending with a phrase of gratitude, maybe we be grateful for all the goodness and the good things that are manifesting in our life.